I guess I like the history of them. I like the challenge of restoring them. It's not glorifying war or anything like that, or war gaming. It's more about the tribute to the people, that the men and women that made them in the late 30s, early 40s, and the task that they played in giving everybody the freedom that they now enjoy.
Now, you've probably heard of paddock bashes before, bummy old run-down vehicles that you don't mind driving across rough country. Well, today I came across the ultimate paddock basher, a former World War II tank rumbling across Matt McMahon's farm near Oberon in the central west of New South Wales. Hello, I'm Melanie Pearce. These old tanks were snapped up by farmers at the end of the war when heavy machinery like bulldozers was hard to come by. Like many farmers across the country, Matt's dad used this one to clear paddocks and build dams on the property. What have we got here?
Mate, this is a Matilda Mark IIA infantry tank made by the British in 39 and 40, served throughout the Second World War, and came to Australia probably in the mid-40s, and served with the Australian Army then up until the 50s when they were sold off to farmers. They started selling them in the late 40s and they sold them right through until the mid-50s at MOD auctions, and they were sold all over Australia. But sometimes I've read stories of people getting a whole row of them for 50 quid, and farmers bought them because they were a good, powerful bulldozer at the time. They take them home and modify them and take the turret off and then modify the structure, similar to the one we got down the shed there, and use them for bulldozers. And this particular vehicle, my father bought it in 1974 or 72, it might have been. And it had a cable blade on it and was used for land clearing here. All this country to our right here that's now pine forest was all scrub, and that was all cleared with this vehicle. And then my father bought proper bulldozers, and I inherited the old tank basically, and we've been working on the damn thing ever since. We've got five of these Matildas, and we've got a Centurion, and we've got three Bren gun carriers and several hundred tonne of assorted spares.
How significant to farming in Australia were these post-World War II tanks?
I think they were very significant to the farming community across Australia, because the army had an enormous amount of them. And when they were sold off in the late 40s and early 50s, bulldozers were very hard to come by and very expensive. So you could go to an auction and buy a vehicle like this, and it'd be the most powerful vehicle on your property, and you could pull scrub and do all those sorts of things that are now not so politically correct to do. Bulldozers and that type of machinery really didn't become available until after around the time when the Snowy Mountains scheme finished, when that sort of equipment was brought in for that job. It was then sold on to farmers and they had the opportunity to buy proper equipment. A normal bulldozer would cost you in the vicinity of £300 or £400, whereas you could pick one of these up for 25 quid. You know, so you could get four or five of them if you wanted to, and a lot of people did. But it just gave everybody a good opportunity to buy a good, cheap, solid vehicle. And the fact that a lot of them are still running today, almost 75 years after they were made, is a tribute to their design and longevity, I guess.
Now, Matt is not alone in his fascination with old tanks and military machines. He's got a group of mates who help keep these monsters moving.
How much do you love tinkering with tanks?
Yeah, we tinker a lot, actually, because for the little bit of driving you do, there's an enormous amount of maintenance required. So you can imagine there's a lot of moving parts and fairly technical. This vehicle's got twin engines. We've often had them out on the ground, giving them a bit of a once-over. It's a full-time job. Luckily, we've got a big crew of blokes that assist us. Yeah.
What's your group called?
Mate, the group here is a loose association of friends and acquaintances. It's called Batrack International, and that's the Busted Arse Tank Repairs & Co. And if we're not working on tanks, we're usually working on farm machinery, or marking calves or lambs or doing something. Yeah, so there's always something to do. Now, this is a very early Matilda tank. This was built by Fowlers in London, in England, and it was built prior to September 1939, and it's one of very few Matilda tanks in Australia that were built without an emergency hatch in the floor. And this one, during the Second World War, when the Australians had control of it, it was actually converted into a bulldozer. And there are only three bulldozers left in existence, original army bulldozers. And we're in the process of restoring this one. We've got a fully rebuilt engine in it, and we're on track to hopefully get it going. So it'll, and when it is running, it'll be the only Matilda dozer in the world that's in operational condition. And it'll be something to behold. We'll have a decent barbecue that day.
They're pretty expensive to run.
This one's not too bad. This one uses about 6 gallons an hour in diesel. We've got one down the shed there that'll use 13 litres of petrol for every 100 yards. So economically, this one's probably the most economical one we own. You've got to remember, these vehicles were built at a time when the fastest thing on the battlefield was a horse. In top gear, this thing's still only doing 15 miles an hour. So in the main gears that you'd use while you're on the battlefront around is just walking pace, because they didn't need a vehicle that outrun the troops on the ground, or in fact a horse. So, you know, when these things were in service during the Second World War, everything was done with, you know, ammunition, and everything was still dragged around by teams of horses. But they had a very good service history. These vehicles went into service when war broke out in France in 39, and they were still used by the Australian Army up until 1954 with the CMF. So they had the longest service history of any armoured vehicle in Australian history, or if not English history. So says something about the manner in which they were, how they were made and, you know, and maintained, I guess.
Now, obviously, they can't fire any guns anymore.
Yeah, no, the armament's been disarmed, and that was done when the Army sold them. So they're all inert. They don't fire. None of our vehicles have got live guns on. So, yeah, it's basically purely for show. This one's a 40mm. Anti-tank gun. It was the Duck's Guts in 1939, but it quickly became a pop gun.
Do you still use it for farming at all?
No, it's only a plaything. We get them out and bang around the paddock and that sort of thing. We might pull a tractor out or something that gets bogged, but we don't do much farming with it anymore.
How much of your dad is in this tank?
I think there's a lot of dad in it. Dad had it for a long time, and dad cleared a lot of scrub. He cleared 1,000 acres of scrub here with it and dug a lot of dams. That dam down there in front of us there was dug by this tank when it had a cable blade on it. So it was something Dad really enjoyed, and he was very passionate about as well. We're just keeping on the tradition, I guess.
Do you respect these vehicles?
We respect these vehicles immensely, because it's a tribute to the people that fought in them during the Second World War. And after those guys are all dead and gone, these vehicles will be still around. And I think the enthusiasts that have got these vehicles, the collectors that restore military vehicles, are basically holding on to the history of it. And in a lot of respects, I think if collectors or passionate people didn't have these vehicles and haven't been in a running condition, they'd be all lost.